Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, we say good morning to everybody out there. As the Miami Dolphins will be back to work today, and probably more pressure on this week. Zach and Hollywood, as I say good morning to you, as they've had in a long, long time, as they are playing one of, most people think they're the worst team in football, one of the worst teams in football. The Miami Dolphins are now probably a bottom five team, bottom six team in the NFL. You lose this game, and especially knowing that the Jags have lost 20 straight games. 20 straight games, you're going over there to London. Well, I'll tell you what, you better get a lot of things figured out real quickly for this one with everything going on. And there's a few things Jacksonville does well, kind of keeps them in the game. They can run the football. How about that? Of all things, this Jacksonville team that hasn't won in their last 20 games since the beginning of last year when they beat Tennessee.
Right in the opener, right?
That was it.
Yep.
And I thought, man, they're pretty good. And haven't won since. With everything going on with their coach, which is kind of secondary, and that young team, but there's one thing that they do really, really well. They run for 129 yards a game, which most teams would tell you'd love to be in there.
Right.
Love to be in that area. But the impressive thing, it's 5.3 yards per carry. Now, the reason it's not more, because their ass is always behind and they got to throw it. So when you're behind and you're throwing the ball more.
You're not running the ball in the fourth quarter.
They they got a really good quarterback. His numbers don't look like it, unless you're just buying that all of a sudden you think it's all him with the problems of Jacksonville and stuff. So anyway, as we get ready to kick everything off and with all that, of course, the team, shock, it's already here. They'll be leaving tomorrow. They literally have their two most important practices, the one today and the one tomorrow. Then they're going to jump on
a plane, right?
And the rest of their practices will be while they're sleeping and flying, will be back over in London and get set to take on Jacksonville. And boy, it will be an early morning game, so we'll have more on that stuff coming up. Actually, Jason Lockenfor is going to join us this morning, our CBS NFL insider, one of the insiders of the National Football League who's been around for a long time, will join us coming up here in this 6 o'clock hour, and we'll talk to him. Zach, first thing you and I said to each other when we walked in this morning is, man, this thing with John Gruden continues to grow. I see the NFLPA says we want to see them all. We want to see not just the few that John Gruden's talked about ripping, the NFLPA president of the United States, Gaze, the commissioner of the NFL.
Right, keep going.
That's just the beginning. Right. We want to get into all this stuff, man. We want to find out. Just John Gruden, it's so bad right now, Tampa Bay just said, hey, John, we're taking you off, though.
You're done. You're off the Ring of Honor. It's like you never were here.
First thing, the owner goes, you're so toxic. We want nothing to do with you. Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, me and Hollywood, I'm glad you brought that up. Me and Hollywood, after the show yesterday, we're just sitting around in the back, and I said, Hollywood, this is Keyshawn Johnson's time to shine. He has been talking bad about John Gruden for a decade, what a bad person he is. It was never my fault. It was Gruden's fault. Yeah. That's why he kicked me out of like, everything came to light yesterday for Keyshawn, or overnight, over the weekend.
Throw me the damn ball.
Right, where I am the guy now, and it was the voice to go to, right? It's like, okay, we're here, but let's go to Keyshawn Johnson on what happened with John Gruden.
Yeah.
Bad guy. Always been like this.
Everybody,
I told you so.
Everybody right. thought it was me. It was him.
Right.
It was like a divorce. Like, everybody thought it was me.
But he
it
felt
was
like,
him.
But imagine, like, if you're on the other side of this divorce, and for all these years, it was always thrown on you, and now finally, there's a little bit of light in your tunnel, and you're like,
yeah.
It was all his fault. I told you from all 10 years ago.
Keyshawn, by the way, is no angel. All of a sudden,
on.
Like, you know, and he's also a guy that says the biggest divas are not the wide receivers,
right,
or the quarterbacks.
Right.
I don't know. Keyshawn, you let me know if you want to put in the hours that quarterbacks do every week. You let me know
right.
if you want to do what they have to do, because they got to spend a hell of a lot more time than you do as a receiver hanging around that. And if you want to do that year round, you let me know. You let me know if you would have wanted to do that.
Same guy who got thrown out of practice and basically sent home for the season. We'll just give you a ring at the
right,
end.
Right, right. Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. But anyway, hey, you got that big platform, man. You can tell your side of the story. And
well, we have to listen to this. We have, if you haven't heard it yet, this was a little bit of Keyshawn from ESPN talking about John Gruden.
I didn't know that John would say things like that and put them in an email. He just always been a fraud to me. He just always been a fraud to me. Never from day one.
Fraud.
He's been a used car salesman.
Used car salesman.
And
some good used car salesman, though.
Because he inherited a championship team built by Tony Dungy and Rich McKay. And he came in there with a little bit of different energy that we had with Tony. And it kind of kicked us over the top to get our world championship, which I am grateful for. But at the same time, I also saw through who he was through that journey of getting a championship. The year that, think about it. We won the championship, and we're standing on the podium in the Super Bowl, and the general manager is trying to raise the trophy, and the head coach takes the trophy from him, basically says, give me this. This belongs to me. And like all of that, when you're paying attention, and then the next year, the general manager leaves in the middle of the season because he doesn't want to deal with all the shenanigans that was going on. Think about this, though, Jay and Max. He leaves in the middle. Rich McKay left in the middle of the season to go take another job with another team because he didn't want to be around this guy.
Just some of the Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, no. He was, he's been going, it's been therapy for him.
Yep.
As, by the way, Keyshawn been blasted by some of his former teammates at Tampa Bay. But, hey, what the hell? And also the book with Krabet, you
right.
know. And so, although, you know, they're great friends now after
yeah.
throwing me the damn ball and stuff.
What a tremendous pile on, though, yesterday.
Oh.
Like, I saw, so look, not only is he, you know, all that stuff comes out, he's a racist, he's this and that. But now he's a bad coach because all of his, you know, his records are coming out, and he won with someone else's team, and we're doing all that kind of stuff. So it's the ultimate pile-on with
that's
this
exactly
guy.
What it is.
I like Tony Dungy a lot, but listen, whoever the coach is there, he got to get some credit. I mean, he's got to get some credit. The only guy that shouldn't get credit, there's two guys that shouldn't probably get credit. There's two guys that have won championships because I have said – you talk about putting it on automatic pilot and your player saying, don't screw this up. Everything's in play, except you're going to be the head coach. And the best thing you can do is leave it alone. Larry Coker.
I knew you were going to say that. That's it.
And the guy that took over for Jimmy Johnson at Dallas.
Barry Switzer. That's it. All you had to do is go there, go to your office, and make sure that everyone went to their meetings, and you're good to go.
They went into Larry right, Coker. Right. I still crack up because I still remember who the two guys were.
But you say that half jokingly, right? Because it does. I mean, the coach has to do a good job in order to win.
No,
the Super
he gets
Bowl,
a little
I
bit
mean.
Of credit, but yeah, but for the most part,
come on.
Do you remember?
By the way, whoever wins the Super Bowl for the Dolphins, they can have the whole ring of honor.
No, we would agree, but we're not even close to that right now. We're trying to get out of the bottom
right.
of everything, and I start
the
to say a bad word.
Ring of honor,
I've been cursing so much lately. I almost did it again, but I still remember. When that whole thing was going down and Butch, I somehow got involved in some of that. Butch, after the Sugar Bowl, man, I like get a new contract. This is where I want to be. And they had just kicked the you-know-what out of Florida, you know, everything. It was just
it was bad.
And they had a bunch of guys coming back, and they had a bunch of guys that were knocking on the door to play, and everybody knew that next year, like, oh, my God, starting with the quarterback coming back. But it was just all those guys. Oh, my God, it was just loaded. And even the guys who were leaving, the backups, you could see Andre Johnson's of the world were going to, like, be really good too. So this whole thing, and I still remember going through the whole thing with Butch and him calling me really upset that I had got on him. I wasn't the only one. Mad Dog did too. Blasted him pretty good because he told me he was going to sign. He just wanted to get the money he deserved, and he took the Cleveland job, which, by the way, just about every coach that was here took off after having success for right. A lot of them for professional jobs. But at the time, just because Butch made it sound like he really wanted to stay and we got great teams, which Butch did load it up, man. Butch didn't take a backseat to too many coaches for loading it up.
No.
And then I remember they went into the athletic director when they were now they're trying to figure out who's going to coach it. Ken Dorsey and Ed Reed went in and said, give it. Greg Schiano had taken off because he thought Butch was going to stay forever. Or he would have stayed hoping to get the job. That could have changed. Larry Coker, they go give the job to Larry Coker. He's running the offense. And just leave things the way they are.
That's
the same coaching staff. We're going to win a lot of frigging games the next couple years with this group.
And they did.
And if we keep recruiting the way we are. So I always laugh, call it the automatic pie. And I know some of the Larry Coker guys get mad at me because Larry's gotten, you know, Larry did win a national championship, Rose Bowl, should have won the next year at the Fiesta Bowl, and that two-year run was even the following year was okay. But anyway, yeah. So I always think of all that stuff that when we start talking about John Gruden.
Keyshawn said in that clip that Tony built the team or Rich McKay built the team, but John Gruden took us over the edge. But he still wouldn't give him credit. Like, he still doesn't give him credit, even though he did give him credit in there by saying...
Well, he kicked him off the team.
Right, because that's it. Like, if he was a part of that team, whether it was a
there's a guy named Warren Sapp that more than approved it.
Right. John Lynch, Derek Brooks, look at those
Warren
guys.
Warren Sapp
right.
for years, and I think they've made up. Most guys end up most of the time doing it, and maybe Warren's softened up a little bit to Keyshawn, but for a long time, man, he didn't...
Right.
I had him on during that time, and it wasn't real pretty. For all that stuff. Anyway, so we've got this John Gruden stuff going on. And it because now, you know, it's on news. So the people that aren't sports fans, like the ones I live with, were talking about it last night. Like, what a bad guy. Do you know him? And didn't you do a few events with him?
Right, that's right.
And so the John Gruden stuff came up. And you know, and I usually, you know, being around after all these, yeah, I know John. And, you know, and went through the whole thing. And she goes, man, what a bad guy. How does this happen? And so I was explaining the investigation and everything that's going on. So it is pretty funny. It came out yesterday. So a 10-month investigation trying to figure out why the Washington football team, with all their abuse and harassment to women that have worked in that organization and how bad things were, and Daniel Snyder and Bruce Allen, they're trying to get them, the owner and the president, and the only guy to take a fall
John Gruden is
a guy that's not even affiliated with their organization. It's a guy out in Vegas. And so, you know, people, and I get it too, because Daniel Snyder's is one of the 32 bosses for
Roger Goodell.
Right. And Roger's got all this good stuff. Roger's seen everything. Roger knows, you know, he's been given the meat and potatoes and the other 650,000 he's thrown away, right? The appetite. He just wants the good stuff.
Of course.
And he's, look, you're going to tell me he doesn't have some really good stuff on Bruce Allen, who is running the team?
I'm sure.
And some of it going to Daniel Snyder? You're going to tell me some of that stuff? Come on. And all you
there weren't replies
and all you got
emails?
Is a head coach for right. Las Vegas, who at the time was at ESPN. And that's all you got
right.
was we found out John Gruden's a bad dude.
That is incredible, though.
And watch it. Federal and all these women are going, the women and the attorneys yesterday are going, wait a second. So all we've got out of this to feel good about is a guy that's never been affiliated with this organization. And all, he's been at ESPN in Las Vegas the whole time, Oakland before,
right,
as the coach. And all you've got out of this, and we're supposed to feel good, is that John Gruden's taking shots about the lips of the president of NFLPA, taking shots at the president for being soft.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a nice word.
That's a good word.
Getting on gays. Why do you have to have gays on your team? Talking to, you know, by the way, he's got a real good one on his team.
Right.
And taking some shots at the commissioner of the NFL.
That's all he did, right? Yep.
And
so
that's
what
just
you're
beginner.
Is there's some other people involved in this thing.
Come on.
You want to see some other names come out, is what you're saying. You think there's some people worried right now?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Not even a question.
Oh, there's some people sitting around like, uh-oh.
Hey, we got.
They're going through all the emails.
Hey, we got a problem in the marketing
not
department.
All of them.
We got a couple of good-looking ladies apparently can't even get to their car without guys showing them their package, you know, and like, oh God, tell them to stop.
How far back? How far back are they going in the emails? How far back? That's what some people say. 2011, huh?
Oh, listen, man.
Ooh, okay.
For people in the email industry, they should be worried. But anyway, it is weird, right? I mean, this whole thing started on this 10-month investigation to figure out how toxic and how bad the working place for the Washington football team is and has been. And all they get is John Gruden. He got off to a great start. He was just trying to win another game after beating the Dolphins. That's all.
Talking to his
neighbor. The hell's going on, man? All right, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Put on your big boy pants because Jason Lockenfour has got some strong comments coming out as he's going to talk a lot about the Miami Dolphins. Every part of the Miami Dolphins, the future of the Miami Dolphins, the drafts of the Miami Dolphins. He is coming up next. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope you enjoyed Jason Lockenfour. Just as an outsider, because that's what we all call ourselves with this team. No, you shouldn't say insider.
No.
As an outsider, he had pretty good stuff. Some of that stuff's pretty good and gets you thinking about structure, maybe a little dysfunction in there. And one thing we all agree on, this week, not that makes you feel any better about what's taking place, especially against Buffalo and Tampa Bay. But boy, now you go from those games, you go from the playing the Super Bowl champions and seeing Tom Brady his absolute best just torch you to death. Made it look like you had a bunch of guys playing defensively, just met each other for the first time before the game. To now you can go into a team that not only has football problems, but got crazy-ass stuff coming out from Urban, and they've lost 20 straight games. You do not want to put that on your resume.
This is, and you said it before, Jacksonville is looking at this game as their get-right game.
Oh,
the Dolphins, listen. We're playing the 1-4 Dolphins. They're terrible right now. We haven't won in 20 weeks of the NFL, two NFL seasons. Guess what? This is our week to get off the schneid. This is our week to do it. We're good to go. We got the Dolphins. That's where we're at right now.
Well, they're not the only ones because Atlanta's going. They're looking at their schedule. And well, they got. I think Atlanta's got two wins now, if I'm not mistaken. Atlanta's going, man, we practice against them. We think get everybody back and the way their defense is playing. We got a couple of young weapons. We got a really good wide receiver and a tight end wide receiver there, the freakish one. Who's starting to wake up here and starting to look really, really good. So anyway, it all starts with a trip to London. They'll leave tomorrow, I believe tomorrow night after practice sometime, and go over there. And, man, this will be a full-time business trip, and there is a lot to clean up. We've been saying that, but this has got a lot. Looks like they made a little adjustment. This thing, I just call it the George, Eric, and Charlie thing now. I don't even say the full names. I literally have gone to George, Eric, and Charlie. Now we find out Coach Gotze, was up in the booth. The other two were down on the field.
One voice.
It's a different – I just don't – Coach comes out before and says everything's fine, and you're going, okay – so you got that, and then defensively, you've got a lot. I mean, that's the shocker of this whole thing, no matter who you're playing. And, yeah, you played against some really good guys, but nobody expected them to be that open with all the problems that they've been having scoring points recently, and all of a sudden they get it together after struggling against New England, almost lost to what they put together on a beautiful day in Tampa Bay, for
but
sure.
But it is unbelievable what this defense looked like last year and this year and comparing both so far. I mean, it's like night and day. It's like something. It's like you lost 20 guys.
Well,
and you had to redo the entire defense, but that's not the case.
That has been pretty crazy, though. And I saw people talking about that yesterday, how bad the defense has gotten. Basically better personnel, better personnel. I mean.
So there's a lot of stuff, man. Like there's some – you know, Van Noy,
okay.
Did you replace him?
No.
The communicators and that are back there just feel like some of the young guys are still a little lost. I think Holland's going to be really good, but I'll be honest with you. He just looks not sure what he's supposed to do from time to time. You see him back there, and he's doing a lot of thinking instead of reacting right now. I see him doing that same stuff, and I'm like, he's playing football like he runs a 40 in about 5 flat right now after all the plays he made at Oregon. So
physically he's got it. It's just everything else.
Well, listen, whatever it is, man, that's on the coaches to pop it out and free you up, man, where you're just going, I'm just playing. I'm not doing any thinking, and I'm playing really well, and I'm getting more and more confidence every day, and they don't have a lot of guys getting that right now with what's going on. Some of the coaches talked about that. We got to do a better job in schemes and all that stuff, but everybody's getting tired of hearing about we need to do this and that and this and that.
Just do it.
Just get it done for sure. By the way, we got a lot of other stuff. The NBA is about a week away. This Kyrie Irving stuff, I was actually really glad to hear yesterday his team come out and say he will not play under the current status that he's playing under, basically won't get vaccinated. So he will not play or practice with the team. We're not playing him for half a season. If he thought that was going to happen, where we're just going to pick him up on our way out of town, that's not going to happen.
Good for Sean Marks and the team to do that.
So Kyrie apparently is standing for something he believes in. I saw some of his stuff come out, and he stands for freedom and all this stuff. Well, you're right. And guess what? You have freedom not to accept that $35 million.
It's a choice, and he made that choice.
And you made a choice.
And the Nets had to make a choice, too. The Nets had to make a choice, too, because we're not talking about a guy at the end of the bench that they're not really worried about. It's one of their stars. And they had to make a tough choice also. But guess what? This is the story of this team right now. This is not what you want the story of the team to be. If he doesn't want to play and he doesn't want to get vaccinated, that is his choice. That's
well,
fine.
I'll tell you what. I used to think the Kyrie thing, maybe it was LeBron. Good God, was I wrong.
Right. It makes you think, right?
This guy, for
how many places he went to where he's left and it's been an absolute dumpster fire
just,
when he left.
His act's getting really old. Whatever.
You think he looks back at this like later on in life, Joe, and,
no.
and just says, man, did I screw things up? Because look, he's going to screw this Brooklyn thing up, and I imagine that with that will come the Nike money and everything else that this guy's got.
Like, why would they pay him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he's going to screw everything up here for himself. I mean, he's one of Nike's top guys, and you're not going to play because what is it, freedom? Is that what he's going with here?
Freedom of.
I mean, he's got to do his research. I mean, like, what is it? I mean,
by the way, the research thing's getting really old. I mean, anybody still using the research thing?
Right.
I'd just rather a guy come out and go, I'm not doing it.
Right.
So just.
I don't believe in it. I'm not doing it.
Screw you, and I'm not doing it. And if I lose my job, I lose my job. I'll find something else. You got that right. Yeah, you don't have to agree with it, but you got that right. But for the people still coming out going, I've got, you know, like, stop. Stop. I have more research to do. What are you, a scientist? How much research?
It's
how much research you really spending on this, man?
It's your
choice. Was Andrew Wiggins thing. Oh, I got to do my research.
Yeah, he does research in the name of money.
Yeah, that
in California.
Hey, you know what the research he did? He calls an accountant and said, "How much money am I going to lose?"
Right.
And the accountant goes, "You're going to lose this much money."
And by the way, you're not.
I've done my research. I'm going to get vaccinated. Yeah. I'm the only one of my family's got vaccinated, but I'm getting vaccinated.
And you're not one of the best players on the team, so you might want to calm down a little bit. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But it's a great time for me to talk right now about your air conditioning problems that you are going to have. And if you haven't had them, they will happen soon. It's always hot. It's always humid. It rains a lot. What I'm telling you is it beats a you-know-what out of that air conditioning unit. And if you're like the Rose family, you're running those air conditioning units really hard every day. It sure is nice to know, though, when you run them hard, and they do break down, and they all break down. Doesn't matter what the name is. They break down. And when they do, you've got an air conditioning company out there by the name of Air Around the Clock that's ready to take care of all your problems. Been doing it for a long, long time. Big Daddy started this thing a long time ago. We lost Big Daddy, but we didn't lose the family. Eric, Mike, Chippy, Big Joe, and Brian, all the rest of them. 120 trucks on the road daily to serve you throughout Broward and Palm Beach County. Think about all the trucks. So when you call, they come out quickly and take care of the problem. Hey, if they have to work a little longer and it's important, they're going to come out. Need a new air conditioning unit? They've got them in stock ready to go. The ones that fit exactly what you need. At great prices for you. Very special financing, competitive prices. They do it all for you. So if you have an air conditioning problem, which you will have, not sure where to go, try Air Around the Clock. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's Air Around the Clock. And by the way, if you have a plumbing problem, which is also popping up a lot here recently, just go to Around the Clock Plumbing, 855-PLUMBER, water heaters, clogged toilets, or any other problems inside or out. You need a really, really good plumber. It's all about Air Around the Clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!